The amount of attention given to health care during an election year ranges. At its peak, 15% of voters may say it's an important issue. When other concerns loom large, that percentage goes down. Right now, UW-Madison political science professor Charles Franklin says polls show about 7% rank it a top issue.
When the economy is a big issue, which it is right now, that tends to drive concern for health care to the side.
However, Senator Dave Hansen of Green Bay says in the U.S., the country's economic well-being is closely linked to the health of its citizens.
If you lose your job here, you and your children lose your health care.
Hansen appeared at a news conference along with the state's largest health care union to criticize Senator John McCain's free market approach. Service Employees International favors universal health care instead. Republican Party of Wisconsin Executive Director Mark Jefferson says whether it's universal care funded through taxes or McCain's tax incentives for individuals, bringing down the overall cost of health care is key.
At some point, those working families are still going to have to pay those health care bills, so let's bring those costs under control.
The health union, SEIU, contends McCain's call for individual tax credits won't cover the cost of most health premiums and that employers will not offer coverage to workers if the company doesn't get a tax break. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.